Hello, dear listeners. Stone Riley here. This is a thing I'm recording for the Druid Classroom blog. It's called Fascist Intelligence Test, Political Satire. The music you hear faintly in the background is some easy, soothing, relaxing Mozart music chosen at random. So, here it is. Fascist Intelligence Test, Political Satire. Free Home Test. Score your fascist intelligence quotient. 1. Gaining the respect of others. Please rank each of the following strategies from 1 to 10 for its probable effectiveness in gaining the respect of others. 1A. Kill lots of people, especially bad people who God doesn't like. Or 1B, use big bombs that make lots more noise than other bombs. Or 1C, have your soldiers give out candy, toys, and farm implements when they're not killing people. Or 1D, get rich. Or 1E, get rich and study scripture a lot. Or 1F, get rich and never admit a mistake. Now here's question 2. Telling right from wrong. From the following 2 choices, please indicate which is good and which is bad. 2A. Arrest lots of people, mostly at random. Hold them incognito for long periods without legal rights and interrogate them vigorously. Or, option 2B, arrest lots of people, mostly at random, hold them incognito for long periods without legal rights, interrogate them vigorously, and subject them to bizarre sexual tortures. Question 3, self-image assessment. Please mark each of the following statements as either true or false. 3A. Other people are smarter than me, but God likes me more. Or 3B. I like being commander-in-chief. Or 3C. I don't have to ask advisors for their opinions. I can tell what they're thinking. Or 3D, I don't have to explain what I'm thinking. What I say is all that matters. Or 3E, people are often surprised by things God has me say. Item 4, gaining self-respect. Please rank each of the following strategies from 1 to 10 for its probable effectiveness in gaining self-respect. 4A, never admit a mistake. 4B, study scripture a lot. 4B, 4C, get rich. 4D, have your soldiers give out candy, toys, and farm implements when they're not too busy killing people. 4E, use big bombs that make lots more noise than other people's bombs. 4F, kill lots of people, especially bad people God doesn't like. 4G, or all of the above. Item 5, social cognition. From each pair of the statements below, indicate which of the statements is more often true. 5A.1, money is good because it shows that God likes you. Or 5A.2, money is good because people will be your friends. And then 5B.1, people like to have a strong leader telling them what to do. Or is it rather 5B.2, strong leaders do things smarty pants people are scared to do. 5C.1, it's very polite to help your friends get rich. 5C.2, it's very rude for them to rat on you. Item 6. Situational cognition. When your soldiers do something really awful, what's the smartest thing to say? Either 6A, I can't believe our soldiers would do this. 6B, it's just a few bad apples and there will be court-martials. Or is it 6C, it's better than what some other people do? Or is it 6D, it's shameful to criticize our soldiers? Or 6E, it's shameful to criticize our soldiers, and it's also grounds for rats like you to be designated enemy combatant. 7. Assessing the reactions of others. When you send your soldiers on an impossible mission so that they lose the battle on the ground, accept humiliating terms and withdraw from a place of great strategic value, which of the propaganda lines below will make you look like a strong leader? So choose from 7A. We have decided to give peace a chance. Or 7B, we have found an alternative solution. Or is it 7C, it's better than what some other people do? 7E, don't worry, God is still with us because we are good people and we will attack somebody else instead. Next to last item, question 8. Familial relations. Mark each of the following statements as either true or false. True or false? 8A, my mom is a saint. 8B, my wife is a saint. 8C, my kids damn sure better act like saints to me. 8D, God doesn't tell me what to do because I know what he wants anyway. Finally, the final item. Item number 9 on the questionnaire. Social poise. When army deserters are running drones, dropping hand-scrawled notes on the executive mansion suggesting you just walk over to the assembly in the park and sign a surrender. That, and someone's cut off your phone, stopped the tranquilizer pill deliveries, and take out burger service. Anyway, all your credit cards banks went out of business yesterday, and your bowels keep moving large chunky objects. When that happens? Question, which way to not actually apologize might be a better impression? 9A, either, 9A, mule, snivel, whine, cavil, carp, and grovel very loudly. Or 9B, mule, snivel, whine, carp, and cavil, and grovel very, very loudly. And there's a little mark on the paper that says, please choose your intelligence score here. Fascist intelligence test, political satire.